have to say, where did Christmas go? It was fast. It was furious. And it's over. All 12 days, ending with January 6th with the Feast of the Epiphany, when the wise men were said to have visited the toddlerish Jesus. And with that, we ended the 12 days of Christmas, and we began a new period, a new time and season in our church. Today, we address and observe the baptism of Christ. And I want to tell you something about baptism. So, it was believed in the ancient world that to be baptized in flowing water, it was believed that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, was in the water, in the flowing water. And as one was baptized into that water, literally the Spirit of God overcame them. And so the church had a crisis when it moved from its ancient custom of baptism in open river or flowing streams into the pools and the baths, because it was not flowing water and the Spirit could not be contained. So the question was the Spirit really in this water? And the church developed a rite that we observe to this day. We pray over the water. We pray over the water. That as we baptize and share this water, that the Spirit is there. The Spirit is within this water. So that way that those who are baptized may be baptized with the Holy Spirit present with them, on them, around them, and through them. I just had to prove to you that I did go to seminary. But it's always fascinating to me to see where we go and what we do and why we do what we do and how we believe. I'm going to say I love this account, Mark's account of the baptism. It's very similar to the other accounts. Jesus gets baptized. The Spirit opens. And we hear God speak to say, you are my beloved in whom I am well pleased. Isn't it very interesting that before Jesus does one blessed miracle, one thing, God anoints him and says, you are my beloved. I am well pleased with you. Before his ministry ever starts, God gives Jesus this new identity, this new way of identifying himself in the world. Now, you know, it doesn't matter that some of us were baptized as babies. Some of us were baptized as teenagers. Some of us were baptized as adults. Some of us were baptized in different faiths other than this tradition. But hear this reality. Your ministry began the day you were baptized. Your ministry to the world, oh, you might have been involved in ministries before. That's not what I'm speaking about. But Christ brings it back. When as you were baptized, the water claimed you. The Spirit claimed you as God's child. And God in God's self hovered over you and said, "You are my beloved. In you I am well pleased." Hear those words. You are my beloved. Say that with me. You are my beloved. And in you, I am well pleased. At the beginning of your spiritual journey, God has given you this new identity. This new way of being and thinking about who you are. You are the beloved. You are precious. Or holy. Which means literally set apart. You are set apart for a special calling. To do ministry in a way that no one else has done it before. You are the beloved. Now, you know, I go through times that I don't much feel like the beloved. I'm the only one in the room, right? There are times that I feel like, oh my gosh, I have strayed so far from this path. I don't know if I can ever get back. But you know what? God promised me at my baptism, that you are mine. And if you go far, I will find you. I will bring you back to where you need to be, beloved. And your ministry will continue. And your ministry will flourish. Today I come out and throw water on you. Aren't you glad I don't have that bowl and the bunch of water like I've been known to do in the past? But I throw that water on you, beloved, to remind you of the ministry that you bring into this world. To the hope that you give to a world that needs to hear the message of hope. This is God's calling. God's hope for you, beloved. And we say that in that calling, the Spirit has made His presence known. And we have never been the same. Praise God for that gift. Praise God for a new way of being. A new way of living and loving and sharing We are a called people, called to the light of Christ. Don't forget it. And if you do, the Spirit of God will be there to remind you. For it is in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we give glory, honor, and praise to you, Almighty Father. Amen.